Thank you and good morning. Did you know that June 3rd was Lemonade Day? If you didn't, you can learn more about Lemonade Day at today's Board of Supervisors meeting. Supervisor Rex Bone has introduced a proclamation that from henceforth, June 3rd, be officially recognized as Lemonade Day, with its purpose to teach children the basics of enterprise and business. When the board gets down to business, they will discuss awarding a contract to an architectural firm that will work with the county to develop plans to address ADA-related issues. The county entered into a consent decree with the federal government last year to bring the county's 332 properties into compliance with ADA regulations by 2019. The county will hire one of four firms to provide design and project management. The board will also renew a contract with the auditing firm HDL for 3 years to perform sales tax auditing and the recovery of lost sales tax revenue. Since the county originally hired HDL in 2009, it has seen its net tax revenue rise from just over $480,000 to more than $680,000. And the supervisors will also certify the election results from the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District special election held on May 2nd. Members turned down the proposal to fund a new hospital. The County Planning Department could soon have new online permitting software if the board approves the purchase of that program from Carisoft Technology Corporation. With new marijuana regulations coming online, the need for increased permitting and streamlining of the process is needed. The software package will cost the county an initial $264,000 with annual subscription fees of $127,000. The Planning Department has also requested the board approve the use of $70,000 from the McKinleyville Inland Parkland Trust Fund for the construction of a new commercial kitchen at the McKinleyville Teen and Community Center. The board will also introduce an amended commercial marijuana cultivation tax ordinance and approve a grant request for the Child Abuse Services Team. Humboldt County Superior Court has a new judge, one who fills a vacancy left by the retirement of Judge Bruce Watson. Gregory Elvine Kreiss, a graduate of Humboldt State University and the University of San Diego Law School, has been appointed by Governor Brown, and it's a move across the hall for the former deputy public defender, who worked in that office from 2010 through 2013. Elvine Kreiss will begin his career as a judge in the family law division. Foul play is not suspected of having played a role in the death of a Massachusetts man whose body was found in the Eel River over the weekend by rafters. The sheriff's office reports that the injuries found on the body of 44-year-old Eric Minot were consistent with a fall, and an autopsy has been scheduled. Minot's body was found near the base of a cliff between the Sproul Creek Bridge and Bear Canyon Bridge in Garberville on Saturday morning. Jordan Christmas has news from Ferndale.
Following a vote last Wednesday, the city of Ferndale will now be included in the Humboldt County's Community Choice Energy Program. The program, which was created by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, is now comprised of all unincorporated areas, and Ferndale customers will be able to receive electricity at a lower rate. Ferndale will have the program starting in October.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Julie Neander, who is the Deputy Director of Community Services for the City of Arcata, took a turn on Talk Shop, and she spoke about the upcoming summer months and some of the programs the city offers, and not just when school is out. Neander said that community involvement in the development of those programs, as well as the facilities used, is key, and she pointed to the community effort that led to a very successful fundraising campaign that raised the necessary money to renovate the Greenview Park on Lewis Avenue.
We have a Greenview Park renovation that's about to take place this summer, and that's really because the community got involved and really wanted to have it happen. Dan Bixler in particular, and they did fundraising where they raised about $100,000 to help us upgrade that park.
The renovation will see that park completely overhauled with new landscaping, new playground equipment and a basketball court, water fountains, fencing, and other amenities for a cost of $115,000. Neander said that the projects also involve getting Arcata's youth to take part as well.
We also try to encourage that in our young people. One of our summer programs is called a Leader in Training Program. It's where youth ages 13 to 17 can actually come and participate in leading, you know, working with our camp directors to lead the different camps we have for the summer. And so that really teaches our young people a lot of leadership skills. It gives them job training experience.
You can listen to Arcata's Julie Neander talk parks, programs, and the city of Arcata on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.